Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Israel's possession of nuclear weapons and its refusal to engage with the international community are the main obstacles to the universality of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. He made the comment upon his arrival in New York City to attend the 2015 NPT Review Conference. The Iraqi army has made progress in its battle against ISIL terrorists in the western Anbar province. Government forces have managed to gain control over a large area in the town of Karma, located between Baghdad and Fallujah, which is under ISIL control. Protesters take to the streets in the U.S. city of Baltimore to condemn the death of an African-American man in police custody. Police arrested dozens of protesters who were angry over the death of Freddie Gray. Gray died on April the 19th after suffering a fatal spinal injury while in police custody. Governments and aid agencies are rushing doctors, volunteers, and equipment to quake-stricken Nepal to rescue possible survivors and prevent the spread of disease. The United Nations says 14 international medical teams are on the way, along with more than a dozen search and rescue teams. The quake has left over 3,200 people dead. Heavy rains and strong winds have swept through northwest Pakistan, killing at least 37 people. The storm also injured 200 people in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Winds reached speeds of 120 kilometers per hour. All flights at the provincial capital Peshawar's airport were suspended. Israel has carried out a deadly airstrike in the occupied Golan Heights near the Syrian border. The raid killed four people near the town of Majd al-Shams. Israel occupied the strategic plateau in the 1967 Six-Day War against Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. And Togo's presidential election has witnessed the lowest turnout in the past decade. This boosts incumbent President Faure Gnassingbé's chances of winning a third term and extending his family's grip on power for another half a century. Some opposition supporters have expressed concern about vote rigging.